This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome, come in, make yourselves at home. You've had another four-day week, you lucky, lucky things. I'm Vicky Stone, and I'm here to ease you into your Friday night. Think of me like ear lube, slipping you into the weekend without you even noticing. This is the Friday Night Show, and this is The Ting Tings. That's not my name. They call me Jill. This is the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone. I'm back with co-host Marek. Hi.
Hello, Vicky. And hello, all you millions of listeners.
I think millions might be pushing it.
All right. Hundreds of thousands.
Crowds of
people gathered around their wireless on a Friday thinking, oh, shit, I've got to listen to this. What are they going to talk about this week?
I don't know. What are they going to talk about this week?
People normally talk about the news.
Okay.
I think I've listened to a few of the radio shows.
Have you?
And what they do is they I don't think of any ideas. They just go for some wacky stories in the news.
Okay. Have you seen any wacky stories in the news?
Well, what's happened in the news? David Moyes.
What? I don't know. What's Moyes? I saw this trending on Twitter and I was like, I don't even understand. What is Moyes? It sounded like some kind of like crisp product.
I would buy like Moyes crisps.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like Moyes snacks. Or I thought it sounded a bit like a disease. I've got Moyes. I've got really chronic Moyes.
What would the Moyes be?
What
would the disease be?
Well, it'd be quite a modern disease. So it's sort of, you know, it'd be sort of a bit AIDS-y, but not as bad.
It's something you catch off the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
When you've been flicking, you've got too many browsers open and your eyes, one eye focuses on one browser and the other eye focuses on the other browser and your eyes start, and from then on, pointing in different directions. You've just moistened your eyes. That sounds like moisturised.
That does sound like moisturised. But yeah, I've just got to go and get a prescription for me moist. What is moist?
That is a great disease. It's a reference to David Moyes, the Man United manager, getting fired. I much prefer talking about Moyes' disease, where your eyes point in different directions.
But isn't that just having a lazy eye?
It's different though, because it's caused by the internet,
by multi-screening. What about if it's a disease that's caused by watching the telly and tweeting simultaneously? So you've got one eye on X Factor and one eye on your Twitter stream.
Yeah,
that's Moyes.
Yeah, you've moised yourself. And how do you demoys?
How do you demoys? You're not allowed. You've got to look at one thing.
Yeah,
you've got
pencil.
You've got to stare at a pencil for 24 hours solid.
Listen, if we start buying, pencils now,
yeah.
Before Moyes' outbreak really sets in, those prices are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, if we start stockpiling, this is basically a Moyes vaccine.
Buy all the pencils now.
Yeah, yeah. And we, me and you, can cure Moyes.
How much money have you got?
Moyes Research UK. We're just giving.com.
Yeah. If you would like to donate to the, prevent the onset of Moyes, you can send money into us immediately, around 20 to 30 million pounds.
I was going to say, I would have said £30. If you want to just email me, Vicky at FUBARRibbio.com. Ribbio, FUBARRibbio. If you want to email me, Vicky at FUBARRadio.com. I just to point out that I've just had a wine. I've had one wine prior to the show.
FUBARRibbio. That sounds like some sort of condom, doesn't it?
It does sound like a condom. A FUBAR.
Look, right, Vicky, I've got the FUBAR Ribios.
I've got a 10-pack FUBAR Ribio.
They've got lights on the end.
No, they wouldn't have lights. They'd be really dry, though.
Do they do that condoms with lights on the end?
I've never seen one. Have you seen one?
I expect they do it in their sort of mining communities when it's very, very dark.
That does make it sound like mining communities live in the mines. I'm pretty sure that they come out of the mines and live in the daylight.
When was the last time you saw a miner? M-I-N-E-R.
I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly.
Oh. But there's no mines in this country.
Well, you don't see them, but they're still down there.
But they're down there with their
foraging.
Illuminated condoms. It does make it like fairy lights. They're like battery powered. Got a sort of little watch battery in them.
Fairy lights would be an orgy. There'll be a whole load of them. Listen, I don't like...
okay, so we were trying to talk about the news, and then we've ended up talking about the disease called Moyes and then a condom called Fubaribio. So, I'm pretty sure that Sky News are going to be on the phone any minute to get us in to be doing the roundup. I've been annoyed this week. Oh. Have you seen all the pictures of bloody Kate and Wills in New Zealand? It's like every day another. Oh, here's Kate in her outfit. Kate's brushed her hair in New Zealand.
I think she's beautiful, but she seems to have totally eclipsed his personality.
Did he have one?
I'm not really sure, but he's almost got that. I think the monarchy might have died off if it hadn't been for Dana dying.
Yeah,
and it gave Harry and William that sort of saint-like. They're loved by everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's free. It's the get out of jail card pass. They can't really mess up, can they, really?
No. I mean, I just think that it's all a bit... Like, there's a massive media circus. Every time that kid touches... Like, the kid, like, goes to stroke a rabbit and the headline was, George grabs endangered species. It's like, for fuck's sake, it's a child petting a rabbit.
And good headline, though. It's good headline.
Someone spun that really well. But, yeah, I just think all the outfits and all the... It's boring.
Well, that's the news.
That is the news.
Who decides the news? That's my question. These are the people want to blame. The Royals are easy news.
Yeah.
Football is easy news. All the hard stories are more difficult to find. You never hear about them.
Like what? What's a hard story?
Maybe if you saw like a giant mouse or something like that.
Oh, did you see those big rats in the news?
Oh, that got into the news.
That got into the news. There was a big piece about giant rats that are the size of spades. So I know you're saying that was a joke, but...
Whereabouts is that?
Kent, I think, mostly.
Avoid Kent.
That's it. That's it, avoid Kent.
I've got a good rat story.
Have you?
Yeah.
This is part of our news roundup. What's your rat story, Marek?
This is slow news.
Yeah.
I mean, this is about 10 years old. It's not even that good.
Okay.
It's just a story that involves
rats.
We'll
take it. We'll take it.
Well, I live in London. I used to work nights in this job.
Okay.
This is the backstory. And you know those bits they put all the bins, the big...
industrial bin.
Yes, an industrial bin. Thanks, Vicky.
That's all right.
And this was in... And we're also outside having a cigarette break. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And a fox went into this closed-off area with the industrial bin in it.
Yeah.
And... The number,
it's already great.
And then a stream of rats poured out of the area, about 100. It was like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So you
were witnessing this?
We witnessized it.
Witnessized it.
But I didn't realise that story about how many rats are in London is actually true, if not more.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Seeing
of rats.
A whole load of rats just trying... Because it was bricked off. They had nowhere to go rather than out the front. So all these rats streamed out. And I was terrified. And it made me look at... my whole life in a different way.
And is that your rat story, Marek?
That is. How do you rate that out of 10? What do you think it needs?
I think it probably needs... I don't think it needs anything. I think that's I think you've done really well with that.
It was a story illustrating that there's a rat problem.
A lot of rats. I mean, I think that concludes the news roundup. I think that brings our kind of, roundup of the week to a neat conclusion. My running days. Is that what the song was about?
It's about running. It's about doing exercise.
Yeah.
Have you done any exercise lately?
What a fantastic segue. How marvellous. Yeah, I've done quite a lot of exercise.
What do you mean?
Well, I think I might have mentioned this on the show a couple of weeks ago, is that I was signed up to do a bike ride, right? Like a charity bike ride. And I thought I was cycling about 40 miles until the press release came out 6 weeks ago that said I was doing 101
miles. 101
miles? Yeah.
You're cycling to the moon.
Yeah, basically. No, I'm cycling. I'm cycling. It's 100 miles is a long way. I keep driving in my car. And when my sat nav says 100 miles to go, and I still think, oh, God, there's ages. And I go, oh, my God, I'm cycling that.
How long? So you cycle at 20 miles an hour, right?
No, I'm cycling at about 12 and a half miles an hour.
So it's going to take you.
It's going to take me all bloody day. Yeah.
What's it for? It's 101 Dalmatians, isn't it?
No, it's for a charity called Action Medical Research. It's a really lovely charity and I'm happy to be doing it, but I did think I was cycling 40 miles. So I wasn't training for that because 40 miles is easy. I can just bust that out. But 100 miles is quite a long way.
What are the injuries you sustain from being on your bike for that long? You get saddle burns, I presume.
Well, so this is, I discovered this week. I've been writing a blog about my cycling adventures. You get these kind of special cycling shorts. They're called bib shorts. They're really unattractive. They're like a cross between a sort of nursing bra and a cycling one.